It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 27th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American Founding Father Robert Livingston, a lawyer and a diplomat who served in the Continental Congress and was a member of the committee appointed to draft the Declaration of Independence. Born in New York City in 1746, Robert Livingston was Chancellor for the State of New York and administered the presidential oath of office to George Washington in 1789. He was also the third great-grandfather of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. When he was 15, he began to study at King's College, now Columbia University. After graduating, he embarked upon a career as an attorney, practicing for a time with John Jay, his friend and King's College classmate, before getting swept up in the colonial drive for independence. While he served with Jefferson, Franklin, John Adams, and Roger Sherman on the committee to write the Declaration, Jefferson was the principal author, and Livingston was called away from the Congress before the document was actually signed. In 1777, he helped New York draw up its new state constitution, and afterward he became the state's chancellor, making him New York's highest-ranking judicial official. He would remain in that office for 24 years. Even within his family, he was known as the Chancellor. Under the Articles of Confederation, he served as the Secretary of Foreign Affairs from 1781 to 1783. Dealing with the weak central government that the Articles provided for turned Livingston into an advocate for a stronger federal system for the new nation and a supporter of the newly drafted U.S. Constitution. While serving as a delegate to New York's Constitutional Convention, in 1788, he worked with Alexander Hamilton to ensure that his home state would ratify the document. In the 1790s, Livingston shifted his political allegiance away from the Federalist Party. Running as an anti-Federalist, he faced off with his old friend and law partner John Jay in the New York governor's race of 1798, but he was defeated. When Jefferson ran for the presidency, Livingston was one of his supporters. Under Jefferson, Livingston then became the minister plenipotentiary to France from 1801 to 1804. It was during this period that he joined with James Monroe to work out the terms of the Louisiana Purchase from the French government. His time in France had another advantage for Livingston. He met Robert Fulton, who was trying to develop a steamboat. Livingston, who also worked with his brother-in-law, inventor John Stevens, on steam experiments, offered Fulton his financial support. Fulton responded in kind by naming his first successful commercial steamboat the Clermont, after Livingston's family estate. Because he had obtained a monopoly on steam navigation in New York, Livingston benefited greatly from his work with Fulton. A founder of the Society for the Promotion of Agriculture, Arts, and Manufactures, Livingston also spent time in his later years on experiments in agriculture and raising sheep. On February 26, 1813, he died at the age of 66 in Clermont, New York, and in the estimation of his neighbors, he died a happy man who had lived a successful life. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.